All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined here in Chicago by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, 60-minute game for you against Kansas City. You guys win three in a row. But how important was the message this week about getting it right and winning on the road?
It was everything. That was the message this week. And, you know, this is a good opportunity for us. Bears are an excellent football team, good in all three phases of the game. And it'll take a good solid 60-minute effort from all three units for us to win today.
38 points, 38, and, of course, 43 in a win against Kansas City. Offensively, it seems like you guys are getting into rhythm. Is that fair to say?
Well, we'll see. Yeah, last week's last week, but hopefully we can put some points on the board.
How about the running game, line of scrimmage, the ability of the offensive line with Dante and Ivan opens up the passing game for you guys, sort of complimentary football there on offense?
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing better than being able to hand off the ball and get solid gains and not being in those long-yardage situations like we were in the Jacksonville and Detroit game, so hopefully we can avoid that.
All right, on to Chicago here, and talk to you this week about Nagy and, of course, his relationship with Andy Reid. Offensively, when you watch them, I know the quarterbacks are a little bit different, a little more athletic quarterback this week with the legs, but how much did Kansas City help your preparation for Chicago here today?
Some. I mean, they're both those offenses are West Coast-based, and so that helps us a little bit, but I think the main thing for us is going to be similar to some of these other teams that we've played. Just they do a good job of getting the ball outside, inside, deep, short. So we're going to have to play good team defense all the way across the board. They don't just do one thing.
Speaking of team defense, Dont'a Hightower up front, your front seven, his communication, positioning of guys, the type of game he played last week, how important is that today with the amount of motion and stuff they run, especially with these two backs?
Yeah, really big. It's that's what we see a lot of is formationing, especially with this team, a lot of formationing, motions, some new looks. And Dont'a's got a lot of experience, and he's a very smart player. He sees things quickly and communicates well. So it's good to have him out there and directing traffic.
How about Burton as a tight end? How's he developed? You know, obviously with the Eagles, you know, you're sort of second or third fiddle there. Got a nice contract, goes to Chicago as far as his downfield catching ability. They'll throw it to him downfield, won't they?
Yeah, definitely. He's got good speed, and he's really a receiver playing tight end.
Yeah.
But he's a big athletic guy that can make plays down the field. He's very good with the ball in his hands, kind of like Kelsey last week. So he can take a short run and turn into a big play, as well as get down the field and get behind the defense.
Passing schemes, they seem to stress safeties, you know, getting two guys vertical, the rub routes, the wheel routes. How important is communication on that back end, especially with the McCourty brothers and Deron and Patrick?
Yeah, they've made a lot of big plays this year, and they do a good job of scheming and putting guys in positions that attack the defense. And so we'll have to do a good job making sure we have all the bases covered back there, because with Gabriel, certainly Robinson, Burton, Cohen, they got a lot of Miller, they got a lot of guys that can get the ball down the field. They like to throw deep, so we'll be tested on that several times today, I'm sure.
And Cohen's a guy that could scoot too, especially in a kick return game, fair to say?
Yeah, very fast and athletic. He's been a big play guy for him. Good with the ball in his hands, very hard to tackle, very elusive player.
We've talked about Mack, and I know it's a game-time decision with the ankle. You probably expect him to go, as does everybody else, but the combination of him and Trevathion's a linebacker, Caron, how important is that for them in the front seven, and how you got to combat their speed?
Yeah, well, Mack's a very disruptive player. I think he was the defensive player of the month last month, so he's got a lot of plays, negative plays, tackles for loss, tip balls, sacks, interceptions, caused fumbles, and all that. Of course, playing next to Hicks, those two guys are really disruptive. So we're going to have to do a good job of handling them and taking care of the ball.
All right, you played in this building before. This gets me to the Dunkin' Donuts question of the week. Comes from Chris Fasili of South Weymouth. Some of these venues you go to, there's some new stadiums and whatnot, but the old Soldier Field, this isn't Gale Sayers you're facing today or Walter Payton, but how much as a coach do you get a chance to go out and see you out there with your sons prior to the game to sort of take in the type of facade like this building has?
Yeah, it's a pretty special place. You know, it's almost 100 years old, and it's been the scene of a lot of great football games, both college and professional. So, it's got great history to it. The new stadium really pretty much sits inside the old Soldier Field facade, so there's not doesn't really look the same, but the outside structure is certainly reminiscent of what times were and how the game started about 100 years ago in the 20s.
All right, great test for you guys today against the Bears. Coach, go get them. Good luck.
All right, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right, let's throw back to Beetle at Splitsville.